Side 2. Chapter 4. Todd Maron's House. Later that evening, Zoe is speaking to Annie on the phone. So I say to him, I'm the editor of Yes Magazine, and can you interview Todd Maron? Zoe tells Annie. Todd Maron, Annie says, but he throws Gossip Magazine reporters out of his house. I know, Zoe says, laughing, and I want to stand outside his house and watch Todd Maron throw Mike Morrison out. The next morning, Mike goes to Todd Maron's house. It is a big house, and there are lots of bushes and tall trees in front of it. I don't like Yes Magazine very much, but this is an important interview, Mike thinks. And perhaps I can talk to Todd Maron about my play. Mike is writing a play for television. He walks up to the front door of the house. He is carrying his notebook, and he has a list of questions to ask the playwright. But he is a little afraid of the famous man. Zoe follows Mike to Todd Maron's house. She is careful, and she follows Mike very quietly. Zoe is acting the part of Kate Lawson again. She has a black wig over her hair, and she is wearing glasses. She hides behind one of the bushes in front of Todd Maron's house and watches Mike go to the front door. It is a big, dark house. This is funny, she thinks, smiling. When Todd Maron opens the door of his house, Mike begins to talk quickly. Hello, Mr. Maron, he says. I'm Mike Morrison. I'm a student at Newport College, and I want to write plays. Do you? Todd Maron says. And I write reviews in the Newport Weekly News, Mike tells him. What do you want from me? Todd Maron asks. Can I ask you some questions? Mike says. Why? Maron asks. Is it for the Newport Weekly News? That's a difficult question. What do I do now? Mike thinks. Do I tell him a lie, or do I tell him the truth? Then, after a second or two, he says, It's for Yes Magazine. Listen, I know it's a stupid magazine, but... Come into the house, Todd Maron says suddenly. Chapter 5. Zoe Waits. Zoe is watching Mike and Todd Maron from behind a bush. She can see them, but she cannot hear them speaking. She sees Todd Marin open the door, and she sees Mike follow him into the house. Zoe smiles. Right. He's in the house, she thinks. Now, let's wait for Todd Marin to throw him out. Todd Marin takes Mike to his study. There are hundreds of books in the room and a big desk. Todd goes and sits behind the desk. Thank you for telling me the truth, he says to Mike. I can see you're an honest young man. You can ask your questions, but not for Yes Magazine. You're right. It is a stupid magazine. I hate gossip magazines. Why do people write for them? Because they pay a lot of money, I believe, Mike says. Todd Marin laughs. Yes, you're right again, he says. But you can write about me for the Newport Weekly News. Is that okay? Yes, that's okay, Mike says, and he smiles at Todd Marin happily. I like to help young writers with ideas when I can, Todd says kindly. Sit down. Mike sits down, puts his notebook on Todd's desk, and opens it. I read your reviews in the newspaper sometimes, Todd says. They're very good. Well, I think they're okay, Mike says. But I want to write for the theater, for TV, and for movies. I'm writing a play now. Are you? Tell me about it, Todd says. Can I? Mike asks. Well, it's about a boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl?
That's right. Todd Marin sits back in his chair to listen, and Mike tells him the plot of his play. Mike is very nervous, but Todd Marin does not speak. He smiles at Mike, and he listens to him very carefully. When at last Mike stops speaking, Todd says, Thank you. That's very interesting. It's a good story, and it's funny, too. But there are one or two things you can do to make it better. To begin with, Zoe stays behind the bush and waits. An hour goes by and nothing happens. She is getting impatient. What are they doing in there? She thinks. Todd Marin never gives interviews to gossip magazines. So what are they talking about? She remembers Mike Morrison's review of Romeo and Juliet in the newspaper. She remembers his words about her acting, and she wants to see his face when Todd Marin throws him out of the house. How long must I wait? She thinks impatiently. Chapter 6 Telling the Truth. After an hour and a half, Mike Morrison leaves Todd Marin's study and comes out of the house. He and the playwright are smiling, and Mike is saying, "Thank you." They talk for 2 or 3 minutes, and Zoe watches them from behind the bush. She is amazed. "What's happening?" she thinks. "Why are they so friendly?" After a minute or two more, they shake hands. Then Todd Marin goes back into the house, and Mike Morrison walks away. Mike sees Kate Lawson waiting for him. "Oh, hello," he says nervously. He is surprised to see her so soon. "Are you waiting for me?" "Yes," she says impatiently. "I'm waiting for your interview." "Look, I can't lie to you," he replies. "There's no interview for Yes Magazine. Mr. Marin always refuses to talk to reporters from gossip magazines."
"But what?"
Kate begins.
"What can two people talk about for an hour and a half?" Mike says, laughing. "About writing, about characters, and about plot. Nothing for Yes Magazine, I'm afraid. Oh, I have my list of questions and Mr. Marin's answers, but my interview is for the Newport Weekly News, and I know a lot more about writing plays now. He's very interested in my play."
"Your play?"
Kate says furiously. "Yes, I'm writing a play for TV, Mike says. "And Mr. Marin wants to read it. He can help me with the characters and the plot."
"Well, that's nice," she says. "Say hello to Mike Morrison, the famous playwright. He writes stupid reviews for the Newport Weekly News, but his plays are okay."
"You're angry," Mike says. "Listen, I'm sorry about the interview for Yes."
Kate laughs.
"No, it's okay," she says. "I'm not angry."
And then she does something very strange. She takes off her hair.
She's wearing a wig, Mike thinks, amazed.
Next, she takes off her glasses and she smiles at Mike. And now he knows her. He begins to laugh.
"You're not Kate Lawson," he says. "You're..."
"That's right," Zoe says. "I'm a 17-year-old girl in an older woman's costume, Mr. Mike Morrison, review writer for the Newport Weekly News."
Mike's face is very red now. He feels embarrassed.
"What a trick! So there is no Kate Lawson, editor of Yes Magazine," he says.
"No, there isn't," Zoe says, laughing. "What do you think now?" Does this prove something? Am I a good actress?
Yes, you are a good actress, Mike says, laughing with her. And I'm going to put that in the Newport Weekly News.
Are you? Zoe says.
Yes. And thanks for making me go and see Todd Marin, Mike tells her. He doesn't feel embarrassed anymore. Now I can get help with my play, he says. Come on, let's get a cup of coffee, and I'm paying.
Well, I can't refuse a free coffee, Zoe says, and she laughs. End of side 2.